All right. It's
wait, no.
Restart.
I say three. Running, all right. So running cut. Back, running back. All right. Three,
two, one, zero.
No, no, there's no fucking zero, Coca. All right.
All right, it's November 13th.
Yes, welcome
Wednesday.
To the Sports Manor podcast officially.
We finally got a name. We are the Sports Manor podcast.
You guys voted. We gave you what you wanted.
And we had a lot of votes, and you guys decided on the Sports Manor podcast.
So we're going to run with it and see what happens.
Kevin,
let's do it.
What's Manor? Like, what is that?
Actually, shout out Graceland because we got it from Stuart Manor. But what is a manor? Like manure. So I don't know about this name.
I love it. Stuart Manor, it's where we lived.
Let's do it.
At Grayson University, and that's where our best friendship started.
That's where we found each other.
It is, and now
that's,
look at us. We're making
that's
a
what
world
we're here for.
Famous podcast.
It is
Wednesday, hump day. We got a lot on the agenda to talk about.
Kentucky lost yesterday.
Yes.
Kentucky number one team goes down
to a damn NAIA college.
We don't talk basketball, but that was wild. We got to bring that
wild.
Up.
Yeah,
that
we
was
do.
Nuts, dog.
That's the first home loss in program history.
Kaepernick has a tryout.
One. Yes,
Colin LSU
Kaepernick.
Over Bama this weekend.
Yes,
it was a big
we got
week
a lot
in sports.
To cover. We've also got some who we think is going to beat the spread this week, trying to help you all win some money.
We were right, by the way. Let the people know.
I was right about what was our. I think it was
the Raiders over the Chargers. We had that as our lock.
I took, yeah, and I mean, you took the 49ers. I mean, I took the 49ers.
I took the damn Seahawks.
You took the Seahawks.
I called the upset. We'll get into that in a little bit.
Yeah.
But it's been a wild week. Vernon Hargraves got released.
Thank gosh. DBU, huh?
You happy with it?
Yeah. I'm not. I mean, it's sad, you know, when someone loses a job.
Jeffrey Eipson didn't kill himself.
Bro, chill with that, bro. We're talking about sports, man.
All right, let's do
but
this.
It's always sad when someone loses a job, but when it's a job that they should not be working, it's whatever. He got picked up by the Texans anyway. Like,
yeah, good
right
for
after.
Him. Could make it to the playoffs.
But all right, let's dive into this
college football.
College football playoff
college
rankings.
Football,
if you
rankings.
Did, if you did not know, it goes as following. I'm gonna read the top six because once it gets past, I'll actually go to eight because Minnesota. We have. LSU ranked as number one, number two, Ohio State, number three, Clemson, number four, well-deserving, the Georgia Bulldogs, number five, University of Alabama, number six, Oregon, seven, Utah, eight, Minnesota. Who?
It's a joke.
I mean.
It's a joke.
All right,
Coca,
we were deciding. I was withholding the information I had about why I think Georgia deserves to be four because Alabama, they're. People think that it's, you know, the old Alabama, you know, where they've got Courtney Upshaw and Dante Hightower running it at middle linebacker, but it's not. Their defense gave up 44 points, 47 points at home.
They gave up 44 points or whatever it was to the guy that's number one in the Heisman polls.
Okay.
Number one team in the nation, LSU.
Yeah.
They put up points like that all year on Texas, Florida, Georgia, everybody they've played. Georgia lost to South Carolina, who's not ranked. I think they're 4-6. Trash ass team.
But I'm just saying, Alabama, they play in that big bad SEC. They played A&M.
And that's it. And I understand that their schedule, but.
And A&M is the most overrated team.
How? It's not even. I'm not even mad about that. How did Clemson, who've they beat? Throw a team out there. Exactly.
That's,
nobody.
Okay, that's the thing. But they beat everybody they should. They've
played no ACC's trash.
Yeah, but they're doing what they're supposed to. They're dogging these teams.
And Alabama pretty much is, besides LSU. And if they have a rematch, I know it was in Alabama and they lost, but to his ankle. We don't know how he's doing. You're going to tell me who's 100%?
No one's 100%. When you're 8 weeks, 9 weeks into the 10 weeks into the season, no one's 100%. Them boys are all beat up and bruised.
I want a rematch.
I'm sure. Everybody out there has hurt ankles.
Last week, Coca sat on the show and said he didn't want to watch the same 3-6 LSU versus Bama game.
I really
these
did
teams
say that.
Put up points this week. They
finally.
Put up a lot of points.
Finally,
don't
it's
say
actually,
finally. Alabama's been putting up points for 2-3 years now.
Because they don't play nobody. They play in they played the weak SEC teams.
All right, tell me this: how does Ohio State win a game?
Yeah,
dominating fashion.
Yes,
40 points,
mm-hmm.
And they fall from 1-2. How does that even make sense? How can you justify that?
I really can't tell you. I think Ohio State's the undisputed number one team. They dog teams. They've given up. You know what team scored the most points on them?
FAU.
With 21. FAU.
Shout out Lane Kiffin.
Shout out Lane Kiffin.
Who should be
Florida
State's, Florida
State's
next
head
coach.
Remember that. But
yes.
I wouldn't leave Miami.
But how, honestly, this is what it is. It's a bunch of white guys sitting in a room And they decide whatever's going to bring the most money into their pockets. They don't care about the
you
fans.
Damn right.
They don't care about sports.
You damn right.
Tell them to spell college football.
Exactly.
They can't.
They know Georgia fans travel. Clemson fans are travel.
Look, looking at the rankings, LSU moved up to one. Why? Because when they play Georgia in the SEC championship game, you're going to have team one versus team four, a playoff game in the regular season. What does that do? Brings more people to watch, mm-hmm. brings more money to college mm-hmm. football, which doesn't go to the players, by the way, which is something that's... We could go on and talk about that for hours.
Yeah, I mean, they're getting paid for likeness now in some states, but they, I mean, of course they deserve to be paid.
Yeah.
But that's a different topic.
Alabama fans, if I was you, I wouldn't be mad at all because we all know Georgia's going to lose an SEC championship. Alabama's going to move up to four. Georgia's going to fall out, so it doesn't matter. They're just doing it for money.
Yeah,
doing it
Bama,
for
don't
TV.
Worry. Don't worry, Bama fans.
You guys will be in the playoffs.
Yeah. As long as y'all win out. I mean, Auburn always gives y'all some trouble, but... Y'all are fine, and we got Oregon and Utah fighting it out. Exactly. The drop-off after five. Minnesota's there at eight, but it depends on if they could get over
Ohio
the rest
State.
Of their schedule.
And they play Iowa this week, who I think Minnesota's going to lose to Iowa.
Mm.
I really, if you go look at the stats, Iowa has a nasty defense this year. It's in Iowa.
Mm.
I don't think Minnesota's going to pull it off. I think Iowa can actually get this dub. Iowa, they've lost to, I think it's Penn State, Wisconsin, and there was one more. I think they have three losses, but I think they actually beat Minnesota this week. If not, good for Minnesota. They go play Ohio State, and they get spanked by Ohio State.
Ohio State, honestly, they're the undisputed number one. They have the number one ranked defense. They've got the, come on, bro. They got the number one ranked defense. They got the number one ranked offense. Justin Fields definitely... in the Heisman race.
Yeah, he is.
It's a big drop-off after Joe Burrow, but...
I was going to say, it's a lock for Joe Burrow,
I think.
Yeah, I
mean, unless he
win.
Slips up, I doubt it, but Justin Fields, his name's still in the running. Even Chase Young, a defensive player, still in the running for Heisman.
Chase Young, he's missing one more game.
They'll be fine.
Yeah, he'll be back versus Penn State after this week.
Yeah.
And they did not miss him at all. They balled the hell
out.
They
did. They put up 70 on Maryland.
They 90-bombed somebody pretty much.
They put up 73 on Maryland, and they got the Rutgers next.
That's what
they're.
Can we go?
They're
back
favored
to this?
By 52 points.
How do you put up 73 points and drop in the rankings? How does that make sense? How do they justify that?
Well, because you know they love Bama, and if you beat Bama, you deserve a goddamn parade.
That's insane. Do you think LSU would beat Ohio State in the championship
Hell,
game? If
no
they play
one's
each other?
Beating Ohio State.
You think Ohio State wins it all?
Yeah, I think it's gonna be Ohio State and Clemson. I think those are my top
two. And Clemson?
Yeah, I'm telling you, do not sleep on Clemson.
Why? Tell me why.
Because the boys are just straight ballers. They're coming off the national title. They lost some D linemen, but that's why they recruit, and they bring in more. Dabo Sweeney is arguably the second best coach in college football. That's why.
Clemson almost lost to North Carolina. Go look at Ohio
State. Okay, everybody has games like that.
Go look at Ohio State's schedule. Who the hell did they even get close to losing to? Everybody has games like that.
They do.
And I'm tired of people saying that Georgia actually played somebody this year. They played Notre Dame, and they almost lost to Notre Dame, who got destroyed by Michigan, which, again, is a nobody team. They choke every single year. Alabama and Georgia have pretty much the same schedule. Alabama's a better team than Georgia.
All right,
they should
look,
be
they're
in.
Ranked four now, but all right, let's be real. Georgia, I think that they deserve to be four. I don't think they'll finish at four.
No, they won't.
They're
going
to lose
to
LSU. But I think dropping Bama to five is reasonable. Honestly, the drop off after five, it's nothing there.
And Oregon plays University of Utah, Pac-12 championship, most likely. They're rewarding Oregon for losing to Auburn. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
Oregon should not be number five.
Yeah, I mean,
number six.
It really don't matter once you get past five.
Yeah.
I still need to see more out of Minnesota. It's not that I need to see more. It's just, can they beat Ohio State?
Minnesota beats.
They won't put two, like if. A one loss Minnesota and their only loss is to Ohio State.
Well, that's the thing. What if
they're putting in a one loss Bama over them?
Don't think it ever happens. If theoretically Minnesota beats Ohio State, do you put in Minnesota Big Ten champions or do you put in Alabama?
I'm putting in the undefeated Big Ten champs.
Minnesota. I agree.
Yeah.
But these guys, they make no sense when they.
Okay,
how do you feel
but
about
one
the playoff
loss
system.
Honestly, go back to BCS.
Yeah.
Because not only that. Not the playoffs, it takes away from all the other bowl games because now I'm going to watch, you know, the Rose Bowl.
They don't mean nothing.
But, yeah, it doesn't. Then now you got people sitting out. I mean, it's bad for the other bowl games because, hey, if I'm not in the playoffs, why would I hurt my draft stock risking it playing in the Rose Bowl?
Exactly, yeah.
It's pointless.
If I was Chase Young right now, to be honest, I would call it a career and I would go get ready for the draft like Nick Bosa did last year.
Yeah, I think it's a little too late for that.
You think?
Yeah, Nick Bosa did it after like week three.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's never too late. Like, Christian McCaffrey didn't play in his bowl game.
Yeah, because he was playing in the damn Sun Bowl.
Yeah, Chase Young has a reason because it's natty, but you never know. Watching the LSU-Bama game, something that one of my coworkers, shout out Chris, he's actually an Alabama fan. And being a Bama fan, he said that he would draft Joe Burrow over Tua this year. Cincinnati has the first pick in the draft. Do you think Cincinnati goes Joe Burrow?
I think they do. I wouldn't. I would not take a quarterback with the. If I'm Cincinnati, no, I'm building around a quarterback. I have no idea what AJ Green's up to. He's always hurt. I'm going with Jerry Jeudy. Oh, they do have the number one pick. No, I'm going Chase Young.
Chase Young.
Chase Young. Yeah,
I thought so too.
I wouldn't take no wide receiver first pick.
Cincinnati though, Andy Dalton's out the door. I would go Joe Burrow, man. And I agree with you because I hate drafting quarterbacks high up.
Yeah.
You get Russell Wilson, Dak Prescott in these late rounds. Yeah. Not only that, I feel like you could build a team around them.
That's what I would do.
Put an average quarterback
build the
Jared
team,
Goff.
And then drop the quarterback in there. Cause them boys about to, let's say the Dolphins, they about to throw Joe Burrow into the fire.
Yeah.
With that poor offensive line.
is Joe Burrow though, dude, that guy's a He's a monster. Today I was on Twitter watching a video of him doing a tire pull with one of his teammates when he was at Ohio State.
Yeah.
Dude, he's a savage. He's just a grinder, dog.
We're about to find out when they take on Ohio State in the national title game.
Do you really think Ohio State would beat LSU?
Oh, yeah.
That's going to be a great game.
I think so. But you want to know who the best player on LSU is? Left tackle Shadeek Charles, 77?
Yeah.
Clamps shit up. Every game he's played against the above average Gators D line. I just hate giving them credit.
Yeah.
But give credit when credit's due. They got a great defense, Florida does. And he was clamping shit up all game. That nasty Bama defense, clamping it up. Jennings, I think, is the outside linebacker from Bama, their best linebacker, had him on lock all game long. That was the only player I was really watching, because
that's something else. Tua has all this talent around him. I feel like he's a product of his environment. Mm-hmm. Do you think Joe Burrow's the same, or do you think he's actually a stud?
I don't know. You really can't put up 400 yards just being in the product of the environment. You know, I feel like it's also him. He's on a great team, but he's a baller.
Yeah. He goes to the NFL. What do you think he does? Average quarterback, franchise quarterback?
Honestly, it depends where he goes. He can go to Cincinnati, and they could just completely ruin it, or he can go get developed by like a good it's who's developing you. That I feel like it's 50-50. You could be a baller, like Jamarcus Russell was a baller, went to the Raiders,
yeah,
but also he didn't have that mentality.
And I don't like Cincinnati's coach Zach Taylor, first year head coach, but dude, they have AJ Green, they have John Ross, Joe Mixon, there's talent there.
Yeah,
their O-line is trash.
Yeah,
they got to figure the O-line out. But if they bring Joe Burrow in, I think he could be the franchise quarterback for years to come. Tua, on the other hand, mm-hmm, no matter where he goes, Miami, Cincinnati, I think he's going to be a bust in NFL. Another Marcus Mariota.
Dang, that's bold. That's product a hot take right there.
Dog.
That's a hot take.
Tua has like four first-round NFL receivers on his team.
Agreed.
Nick Saban is his coach.
Najee Harris is his running back.
Antioch, California. Dude, product of his damn
environment.
I don't know, man. He's always hurt as well. I keep hearing his brother's going to be better than him.
That's the thing. His brother's, is he redshirting? Because he's not even
I don't think he's a
redshirt.
I think he's a freshman. There's a quarter.
True,
he's
freshman.
Third string.
He's behind number 10. Hell,
yeah, but either way,
know.
I keep hearing his brother's better than him, dog. So I don't know. Clemson, though. Last year, not going to lie, Clemson, to me, they did not do nothing in the regular season.
That's what you're saying right now.
In the playoffs, are they going to shock the nation like they did last year?
Oh, yeah, because they got Dabo Sweeney.
You think so?
Arguably second best coach.
I don't think this year they're as good.
I think they are because they had that one slip up. North Carolina is not a bad team. They got, what's his name, the quarterback who didn't commit. He decommitted from Florida State. Sam Howell, give it 2 years. He's going to be the number one pick in the draft at quarterback. Yeah, and that's why they came so close to beating them.
But the way the rankings go right now, Clemson would play Ohio State. You really think Clemson is going to pull off a shocker and beat Ohio State? Let's be real.
No.
Now.
No.
Exactly.
No,
thank you.
No.
Thank you.
Dang. No. Ohio State's winning it all.
Yeah, I could see Ohio State, LSU. We're going to see who wins it. Dude, I don't know. Ohio State, I'm just shocked because without Urban Meyer, these guys are still balling.
Yeah, they haven't even dropped off.
And you were talking about DBU earlier, right?
Yeah.
Ohio State or LSU, DBU?
Neither.
Who do you go with?
Hell, you know I'm going with Florida State.
I knew you would.
Because it's quality over quantity.
Jalen Ramsey, Derwin James.
Yes.
Xavier Rhodes.
PJ Williams is locking it up. Yes, he is.
He's not doing shit.
Yes, he is.
What's he doing?
He's their
nickel.
Where's
his stats at? Pull up the stats.
I'm not pulling up his stats.
Because he has no stats.
No, he's balling. But yes, you got
the best. They just lost to Atlanta. He's definitely balling.
And they got Xavier Rhodes.
Okay.
That's all right. Who?
Okay.
Ohio State.
Okay. Ohio State has what's called Malcolm Jenkins. What? He's a baller, Philadelphia. He's coming off a Super Bowl.
He's old.
Denzel Ward. Malik Hooker for Indianapolis. He's
straight.
He's all right.
Do not say Lattimore.
Why?
Because he's overrated.
How? Rookie of the
Mike
year.
Evans,
defensive rookie of the year.
Yeah, and then after that, Mike Evans takes his ass deep every time they play.
Oh,
we'll
how many wins do the Bucks have this year?
It don't matter.
So what's the translate to?
Film don't
not
lie.
Shit. Yeah,
it don't matter. But when Mike Evans is cooking his ass all game long, we'll see this Sunday.
Mike Evans, all right, we'll get into NFL later. But talking about college, like DBU. Dude, Florida too. You can't leave out Florida.
I am.
Why?
Because they got a lot of DBs, but come on, Hargraves.
Yeah,
Hargraves, cut his ass. Every time I look up, it's a Gators defensive back getting released.
Did you see the play of them saying he wasn't hustling?
Yeah.
What'd you think?
I mean, he's been doing that all year. He's honestly, for a first round pick, you expect him to play like Ramsey. You're expecting him to be locked down. He was the best corner in college football, and he came in, immediately got dropped to nickel. I could see he wasn't staying healthy, but that's on him.
I mean, I remember we went to the Bucks game for your birthday, and we see T.J. Ward and Vernon Hargraves sitting a mile away from everybody
else.
Them
boys are standing up to the side,
they did
chilling.
Not care at all, man.
Like, the whole team's up watching the game. Them boys are standing
doing their own thing
by the bench, rocking 30 chains.
Yeah.
Hey, but at least you got fly. At least,
cancer
hey,
to the team.
Hey,
cancer
you know what?
Team.
You had some fun. You got paid millions. You got 30 chains. You got a nice car. It was worth it, right?
Yeah, I guess.
It was worth it. I hope them boys invested some money, man.
But talking about, like, draft classes and all that, Joe Burrow, Tua. Personally, I'll take Joe Burrow over Tua right now.
Yeah.
Justin Herbert, to be honest, I haven't watched him play all year. He's supposed to
honestly, it's hard to watch those Pac-12 games when they come on at 10:30 at night on a Saturday.
True.
You know what I'm on.
But
not watching no football.
the receiving, let's talk about the receivers for a second. This is probably one of the deepest receiving classes in NFL history.
Yeah.
I think it was Adam Schefter, Ian Rapp, I forgot who it was, said they started scouting in 2003. And this is the best class they've ever seen.
For receivers?
Yeah, for receivers. There was a couple other guys that they all agreed.
Yeah,
they said the same
four
thing.
Of them from one damn
from
school.
One school, yeah. Dude, there's receivers coming out of everywhere right now that could all be first rounders.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. There's so much depth. I'm not picking a receiver in the first round. I'll sit and wait.
Honestly, yeah, because Judy, that's really
Jerry
it.
Judy,
he's the
yeah.
one I feel like is the front runner.
Yeah.
And honestly, if I'm the Dolphins, I'm taking Chase Young. And I think they got... Well, damn, it kind of sucks for them.
He won't. I don't think he'll fall to the Dolphins. They're coming off two in a row.
Yeah, damn, you're right. Them boys better trade up.
They have the fourth pick
Chase
in the
Young,
draft?
That's a once-in-a-lifetime
player.
Yeah.
You see what Nick Bosa's doing now.
Yeah. Look at those edge rushers. They're all. That's what you need right now. All these successful teams, Nick Bosa.
I'm telling you.
49ers, they all got good edge rushers.
But college football, there's also a couple other games like Auburn, Georgia this week.
Snooze.
Bro, Auburn, you can't think they pull it off?
No.
No?
No, I think Georgia's going to beat them.
I think Georgia
I think
wins,
it'll
too,
be,
but you never know.
I think they'll win by, like, 13. They're not going to blow them out, but they're going to hype it up. College game,
yeah, it's college football.
Up.
Georgia. I think Georgia wins. It's going to be fun to watch, though, just because, like, I didn't think Minnesota would beat Penn State.
You know? You're right. Well, I mean, it could have happened. They're both undefeated.
Yeah.
You saw the last play of the game?
Yeah, the interception.
Dude, he got pulled down, but... Hey, no one calling that.
What about Minnesota's coach? Do you think he stays in Minnesota?
Honestly, yeah, because if he's smart, he would. Because why would you want to leave? Let's say Florida State offers him the job. You already got a program built at Minnesota.
Florida State won't offer him the job, though.
Then boys better go get Lane.
Yeah, I think
I'm going to say it until they hire somebody. If it's not Lane Kiffin, then promote Jim Leavitt. Other than that, don't want him.
I'll say it's been a week since we did episode one. I haven't seen any news on Florida State looking at any coaches.
I saw a bunch of shit on Deion Sanders.
Oh, you're right.
Bruh, I will. If they hire,
I'll let you talk about this. You go.
I'm gonna be quick. If they hire Deion Sanders, whose only coaching experience is the high school Under Armour All-American game, I would drive my car to I-275 South to the Skyway Bridge and jump. I'll do it.
Risk it all.
Nah, I wouldn't do all that. But that's how I'd feel. Cause what, he'll bring in recruits? No. Who the hell is gonna want to listen to Deion Sanders talk about himself the whole
time?
Bro, I ran a 4.1. You could do it too. But one, it was unofficial. Two, let that shit go, man. That was what, the 80s? Come on, yeah, man.
You know it's crazy. They say like great players can't really coach. You know what I'm saying? Like Ray Lewis, his instinct was so good. He doesn't know what he was doing. He was just out there balling. Ed Reed, same thing. You know what I'm saying? Like Nick Saban, Bill Belichick, they
weren't no ballers.
They play high school, Pop Warner. You know?
They weren't any big time players.
Do you think he would bring recruits in though? Because
no,
it's Deion Sanders.
No, he might bring in one 5-star DB whose idol is Deion Sanders. Yeah. You know, but when it comes to play Georgia Tech, Deion Sanders, do you know how to stop the triple option?
He doesn't
Come
need,
on now.
He doesn't need to be honest, I don't think he
I
needs
feel like they could
know.
Use him. Yeah, they could use him as like, oh, look at Deion Sanders.
To get
it's
recruits.
Like,
that's all it is.
Yeah,
it's
and
just
then
to
have
recruits.
Like Jim Levitt run the defense.
Exactly.
But honestly, I don't see the getting recruits.
He's gonna be a Jeff Douglas. He's gonna walk around the track.
Jeff, don't disrespect. No,
oh,
Jeff.
That's my dog. I love
he's
Coach
Douglas.
I'll die for
track.
Coach Douglas. I'll die for Coach Douglas. But that was our coach in college. But he would walk around the track and do his thing and let Coach Rave
run
the defense. Braddock would run the offense. Mm-hmm. And that's literally what Deion Sanders would be. He would be there to get recruits and then let whatever.
Honestly, I feel like it would build into the hype that Florida State is just a circus. It's real hard.
Are they lying, though?
It's real hard.
Florida State's a party school.
And they're one of, like, three schools with an actual circus. Yeah.
Who knows that?
I do. Because that's right. My dream school that I've been to once.
Well, Florida State's not doing nothing this year. Let's talk about a team that's actually doing something.
All right, what you want to talk about?
College football, we talked about the rankings. Baylor, Oklahoma, they play each other this week, but that's like...
Oh, yeah.
But that's what I'm saying.
Baylor's undefeated.
But that's what I'm saying. How are you putting, like Minnesota over Baylor? I mean, I could see how, but at the same time, like, where do they come up with these rankings?
I don't
dog?
Even
know,
because
you know I mean?
That's the thing. Like, Baylor...
is under Oklahoma, by the way.
They're
Oklahoma's
not only
above
under Oklahoma, they're under Auburn. But you get rewarded for losing. Remember that.
Florida's 8-2, and they're above Baylor.
I think Florida, honestly, it's going to hurt to say. I think Florida's a good team. I think that they got a great defense. The score is 41, I think, what was it, 42-28, losing to LSU. It looks like a two-score game, but one of those scores was like a late score that, you know, let's make it look good.
They gave LSU a better game than Bama did.
I think so too. Until the end when Bama wanted to step it up.
Yeah.
But it was neck and neck all game with Florida and LSU. And then they got a late score to make this score look like, oh, we won by 14.
Yeah, but still, this is what pisses me off about college football. I want to know how and why they come up with these rankings. I want these people to sit in front of a camera and tell us how they came up with this shit. Did they put it in a computer? Did they just vote? I feel like it's literally, dude, it's fanboys. They're sitting in a room and they're like, oh, he's going to put some money in my pocket. Oh, I'll put you above.
Yeah.
Bama. That's literally what it is. And
it's
they don't
rigged. The whole college football is rigged.
And they feel like they don't owe anybody an explanation.
And they think that we're stupid and we don't know. But hey,
that's
we're
what
woke.
I'm saying, yeah. But it's the thing.
The Sports Manner podcast, we are woke
we're
on
woke.
College
we're
football.
Let y'all
it's rigged.
Know.
It's rigged. It's a scheme. And if you're not Bama, they don't love you.
Yeah, and talking about that, all the money that these guys are making with the rankings and all that. We were talking about the players not getting paid earlier, so they just passed the law.
Yeah. College football, NCAA.
You get paid for your likeness.
Yeah, and they might make the college football video game. That's the only thing that I really could take from it, because, I mean, it's about time.
Yeah.
They should be getting paid. Like, but imagine everybody growing up, and when I was in middle school and the 08 Gators were running it, everybody and their mother had that 15 Tebow jersey. That man would have made at least $10 million off of that jersey alone.
Dog, it's
everybody
crazy,
had that.
Bro, you know they're
jersey.
Getting paid though, right? Let's be real.
Oh yeah.
Let's be real.
Under the table.
That's
what now.
Everybody knows these guys are getting paid. Just come out and say it.
All like, these recruits, I came from this. I came from the bottom.
But it's crazy. I'm not gonna throw no names out there, of course. I don't wanna get nobody in trouble. But I know a bunch of guys that they would literally I didn't play with them or nothing like that. It's just people I know that they literally had nothing. They had nothing. They would be like, we're like going to pay less and getting shoes, gosh, dog. You know what I'm saying?
Wearing
like,
hand-me-downs,
bro. You know, and then they go to your culture. They go to show up.
They go to a Florida.
Bro, fat chains, driving a new Bentley, like a Rolls Royce.
Where'd you get this from? Like, I know you. We have class.
Bro, that work study must pay you like 5 G's an hour. Like, what the
hell? What are they doing,
bro? Snapchat talking about 10,000 I read at the Hard Rock. How? I know you don't have time to get a job while you're playing college football.
You stayed up the street
like,
for me. I know where you're
crazy.
From.
It's crazy.
And then they pull up in a Benz.
But everybody, so that's what I'm saying. Everybody knows, like, people have been caught before. Just come out and say it. But it's
everybody's doing it. It's about how good you can hide it.
And it's dumb when NCAA pretends like they actually care and they punish these guys. You can't pick one guy, like Chase Young, you can't pick him out of a crowd and punish him when you're not going to punish all other 16, 18, 1900
athletes.
I'm sure it
would not
go.
I'm sure it would take no work to go investigate Florida State. How the hell they get all them five-star recruits?
Dude, that's what I'm saying. Dude, these guys are probably so old. The guys that do the NCAA rankings and shit.
Oh, yeah. Them boys got to be old.
Bro, I'm telling you. Probably got Alzheimer's and shit. They're voting off. I don't even know. But, man, college football, it's going to be a good week. Iowa, Minnesota, Oklahoma, Baylor, Georgia, Auburn. So we'll see if the rankings change a little bit. It's adding a little bit of drama to it by not putting Bama in. Everybody knows eventually they're going to be in. But moving on to NFL.
Yeah, let's go on to the NFL. All
right, you want to do a little recap? Our bet won, dog. The Raiders won.
Yeah, I know. I mean,
that was our lock. You guys should have listened.
Yeah, and then you took the 49ers. I mean,
I took
the Seahawks.
Yeah.
I took the 49ers.
Yeah.
Okay, I want to talk about how I'm still in a firm belief that the Cowboys are a Super Bowl sleeper.
Go.
Because they still have the number one offense. Dak Prescott is a sleeper for MVP. He just needs everybody else in front, like the hype to die down about Lamar Jackson, who I saw had, I'll get to that later. But anyways, the Cowboys, I still think they're my Super Bowl sleeper. They got a 6th-ranked defense. They played a tough Minnesota team, but I feel like what's holding them back is the play calling and the coaching. Do something other than inside zone with Zeke. Sweeps. Do whatever. You have arguably top, you know, number one back in the league. You got arguably one of the best offensive lines in the league. You know, try and spice it up. Give them the ball. Something else. Give them, you know, other than inside zones. Sweeps, tosses, powers, screens. But they just want to keep running that inside zone. Do something else. And Amari Cooper is balling. Dak Prescott, four touchdowns. His one interception was a Hail Mary. That shit doesn't count. And their defense, their linebackers just got to be quicker going side to side. Other than that, they fix that, they'll be straight. They got an easy division. Philly, okay, they're solid. They'll run through them. Sorry, Oscar. They'll run through Philly. They got the Giants. And so they're going to win the division with ease. It's just what they're going to do when they get in the playoffs.
I have one word for you.
Let me know.
Mediocre.
No.
Dog, I'm telling you.
No, they are not mediocre.
And I want the people to listen to this too. On paper, I love Dallas. I play with Dallas on Madden. Their O-line is great. You got Ezekiel Elliott inside zone. I don't care what they're running. Zeke is Zeke. Amari Cooper making those sideline grabs. That sideline touchdown.
Beautiful.
And the catch he had before. That
beautiful.
Was insane. He's a top three receiver in the NFL. I don't care what anybody says.
Okay,
Amari Cooper's great.
What's holding you back?
Dak is, what is he? He's like second or third in the NFL in passing. To me, he's top. At least top five in the MVP voting race. Dak is balling. That defense is nasty. They're young. They're flying to the ball. They look so good.
What's holding them back?
They're 5-4. They won three in a row. And then Minnesota, I think, is mediocre as well. I think Minnesota can't win a big game.
Ooh.
Neither of them.
Ooh.
When they play a team that has a winning record, they fall apart. They can't put it together. They can't win. Do they make the playoffs? Yes. I don't think Philadelphia has the talent this year to make it to the playoffs. I think Dallas eases their way through the division. They're both sitting at 5-4 right now. Mm. They probably win 9 or 10 games, maybe, because they're going to play Washington. And 10-6, 9-7, doesn't matter. They make the playoffs. They lose first or second round. They're not going to make it to the Super Bowl. Let's be real now. They play a real team. They play Green Bay. They play New Orleans. They're going to fall apart like they always do, and they're going to fucking send their asses back home to Dallas, to Jerry Jones World, AT&T Stadium, and they're going to blow more money on Dak and Amari. Amari deserves it. Dak deserves it, but what are they going to do? Nothing. They're not America's team anymore. They're not America's team anymore,
I mean, I
bro.
Agree with that. I think that statement sucks, but it's not changing my mind.
Yeah, they're not America's
You're
team
not
anymore.
You're not changing my mind.
I, and you know, I guess we got to agree to disagree. I see what you're saying, and I want Dallas to be good. They've, ever since Tony Romo, I wanted them to do something. I want them to win. I've heard all this hype about, you know, Emmitt Smith and Michael Irvin growing up. I never really got to watch them play. I was too young. And I'm like, oh, you know, it would be great to be a Cowboys fan. You know, they have, they feel like they have a lot of energy behind them, a lot of fans behind them. We went to school in Iowa, those Cowboys fans up there. But they just don't win. They don't win. And Jerry Jones is selling everybody on the fact that they're this great team, and that's why people still stand behind them. I haven't seen nothing. I just see you blowing money and talking the big game. You're not walking the walk.
Well, I mean, you think it could be the head coach?
Me?
Yeah.
Let's run it. No, I can't be the head coach, but no, neither can Jason Garrett. About,
you think it could be the head coach is the issue. Yeah.
Yeah, they got to get rid of Jason Garrett.
I mean, I'm not trying to throw everything on the head coach, but when you got a team like that, it's not Zeke's problem.
No,
it's not Dak's problem.
No, I agree.
Secondary's kind of, you know, sus, but they're all young. Their defense is young. DeMarcus Lawrence is playing like a, you know.
Dude, on paper, they're amazing. On paper, they're best team in the league on paper.
Might be time to go get that boy Lincoln Riley out of Oklahoma.
No.
Bro, that offense.
You know who they need?
Who?
Somebody that's been there before. Mike McCarthy.
Okay.
Maybe. Somebody that's been there before. Somebody that. Dude, it's not. How hard could it be to coach Dallas? I'm literally just going to tell them boys, go out there and ball. Like, you know Pop Warner when you give the best player the ball? I'm throwing it up to Amari Cooper, and I'm letting Zeke run all over everybody. You know what I'm saying? But you know who else is mediocre? Like I said, the Minnesota Vikings, man.
No.
How?
No, because they got a great run game behind Dalvin Cook, who's creeping up on McCaffrey.
No, he's leading.
No, I'm talking about, like, okay, but yeah, McCaffrey's still got those receiving yards.
Yeah.
He still makes the big plays, and Dalvin Cook's breathing down his neck for that number one running back spot.
I agree. Dalvin Cook's balling it now. But with Kirk Cousins, do you really think they do something in the playoffs?
No, because they're probably going to have to see Dallas again.
Where was the game? I watched the
it
game.
It was in Dallas.
Remember. It was in Dallas.
Yeah.
Minnesota will have a home field advantage. I don't think Dallas can go up there and win.
Will they? Minnesota's got to win their division.
Minnesota. Oh, yeah, Green Bay.
Yeah.
Is 7-2 as well?
Yeah.
And Green Bay did beat Minnesota earlier this year. Yeah, Green Bay should win that division. You're right.
So, I mean, these teams are fighting. I mean, so they'll definitely be playing back in Jerry's world.
Think about this. Minnesota didn't even have Adam Thielen, though.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
It don't matter.
Dalvin Cook is balling. Kirk Cousins, man. I don't know.
That's the thing, Kirk Cousins.
I'm not putting my money on
him. He's average. That blackjack dealer. Remember what he said?
What he said?
Talking about the Vikings.
What he said?
We always get so far. We always have a great offense and a great defense, but every year we have a shitty quarterback. Yeah. Last year was Case Keenum. 2 years ago was Case Keenum. Now it's Kirk Cousins. I was like, dang, man, I feel for you. You a diehard fan, huh?
Talking about that, there's a lot of quarterbacks right now that don't have a home next year.
Or
might not. Do you think Minnesota can go out and get somebody like Cam Newton?
Them boys invested so much money into Kirk Cousins. They are stuck to him. And you know how GMs, they don't like to admit that they're wrong.
Yeah, you're right.
That man, let me tell you where Cam Newton's about to go.
Go for it.
Retirement.
No.
I think he's going to retire.
No.
He's going to pull a Luck. I think he's going to retire. That shoulder is, it just seems like it's, you can't fix it. It's been, his arm doesn't look the same. It didn't even look the same last year. Last year, he wasn't even throwing Hail Marys. They'd have to bring in, was it Kyle Allen? No, it was Clawson,
no.
I think. They'd bring in the backup to throw a Hail Mary because he couldn't throw the ball 50 yards, 55 yards. You know, his love for the game, it doesn't seem like he's there. He's not doing the Superman pose.
It's hard to do when you're not playing.
I just feel like get out while you can. Them boys ran him into the ground. He was the most hit quarterback since he got drafted. I just feel like they just, you know, they ran him to the ground and now on to the next. But if I did have to pick a landing spot, if I was a team I wanted to take him, I'd be the Dolphins.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. Well, just because that's what I believe in, it doesn't seem like they do. They'll probably draft a quarterback, throw him into the fire. But I'll take Cam Newton, put him at quarterback, build around a future quarterback. So take Cam Newton, have him play it out just for, you know, a season, two seasons, sign him to a 2-year deal, take Lawrence in next year's draft, and they'll already have Chase Young, Jerry Jeudy, and they'll already have a team built around it.
if I'm Cam Newton, I'm not going to go to Miami. Why would I go to Miami to keep losing?
I would rather, like you said, still throw him into the ground too, but he's used to it.
I agree with you, Cam Newton. I think he's not going to be the Cam Newton of old. His body's just all messed up. He's had the car accident. He's had just foot injuries, shoulder injuries. He's not the same. But unlike Andrew Luck, I think Cam Newton loves the game too much, and he's mentally still there, and he mentally wants to win. And I think the perfect landing spot for him, Chicago Bears, dog. Trubisky is...
No, do not bash Trubisky. I will not tolerate slander about Jameis Winston or Mitchell Trubisky.
Listen, Trubisky is done in Chicago, whether you like it or not. The fan base is not behind him. They are burning jerseys already. They're throwing him out. They're kicking him out. He's the ex-girlfriend you never want to see again. No. They're getting him out of Chicago. Trubisky. And they're shipping him to Miami so he could be a backup quarterback behind Ryan Tannehill or... Ryan Fitzpatrick and sit on the bench and not do shit.
Trubisky Cam slander step into will not Chicago be tolerated.
And win a Super Bowl in Chicago with Khalil Mack.
Trubisky is not getting a fair share. He plays in a shitty offense. Their run game is average.
That run game with Cam Newton will be insane. Cam Newton cannot run the ball no more.
He's hurt. It's Trubisky is their future. They better... Get rid of
their
no.
They are
no.
not. NFL is about making money, and Trubisky's not making money.
That's what I'm saying.
That's the thing.
They don't have patience because Trubisky, this is his third season.
This is his third season. He is not signing a contract extension.
No, they need to extend him because he's not getting a fair share. He plays in Chicago. They got a great defense. His best receiver is Allen Robinson. Yeah. Their run game is weak.
Trubisky
you cannot be a young quarterback with no run game.
Trubisky
look,
is the kryptonite
you look
to
at
Chicago
Patrick Mahomes,
and Cam Newton Superman.
Patrick Mahomes sat his first year, and that's exactly how you're supposed to treat a quarterback. They put him into a great system with Andy Reid, but he sat a year. I think it was behind. I don't even know who he sat behind. Was that
Alex Smith?
It was Alex Smith. Sat behind Alex Smith, who's not the best quarterback, but he still has veteran experience. He knows what and what not to do. And Trubisky, they just threw his ass into the fire. They're like, here, there you go.
Trubisky, he did not get a fair shot.
No.
I'll admit it. But his time in Chicago is done. And it's nothing he did wrong. It's not his fault at all.
I just feel bad that Chicago is going to let go of a future great quarterback.
And it sucks for him. But I think that they're trying to win now because of the defense that they have. They don't have time to groom Trubisky. If they want to win, they go out there, they get somebody like Cam Newton that can step in, be a game manager. He doesn't even have to put up the numbers that old Cam Newton used to put up. He just has to make sure that they can at least get a couple first downs, put a couple points on the board, let that defense ball out. Trubisky, he's probably going to get sent somewhere else to – he'll be a starter, all right? He'll be a starter, or he'll compete for starting job at least. Maybe he has a great career in the future, but in Chicago –
He will.
It's not Trubisky time.
And that's – I blame Chicago on that.
All right, quarterback carousel then. Andy Dalton, what do you think he's next year?
Pass. Irrelevant.
He's trash.
Who cares?
Right? Thank you.
Who cares?
Matt Stafford, do you think he stays in Detroit? Or do you think he retires?
I would. I feel like might as well. What do you got to lose? I mean,
well, they've been trying to get rid of him for a while.
They've already ruined his career. That's one thing Detroit loves to do is ruin careers.
Yeah.
And Matt Stafford, most underrated quarterback, and he's always hurt and always wanting to play. They got to. I'm pretty sure he's playing off like. Bro, he's playing like Jordan Welch off all them painkillers.
Yeah, he has to be.
He's off more painkillers than Jordan Welch.
Dude, but Matt Stafford, I'll always respect that man for, I think it was against Cleveland Browns 4 or 5 years ago, broke his ribs, stood up, went down the jogged down the field and threw the game-winning touchdown pass with broken ribs to win the game.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was Cleveland. I remember what you're talking about.
And he's had that team on his back ever since.
He is the face of the Lions. Honestly, I feel like he loves it there. So why leave? He's getting paid. He deserves it. Another quarterback.
So we were just talking about the Cowboys. Dak Prescott still hasn't signed his extension. They're going
to
pay him.
They need to.
Jameis Winston, does he get paid?
He better. I mean, the way Bruce Arians talking in the interviews, he's staying. But you can never believe into that because why would he go in there and bash his quarterback?
Exactly, yeah.
But honestly, Jameis Winston is a good quarterback. He's none of his – all right, most of his INTs – are not his fault. I'll go on to say that because you got wide receivers breaking off the routes early. Actually, me and my friend Oscar just broke down a 10-minute, okay, it was 10-minute YouTube video of every Jameis's interception. And honestly, more than half we saw was because of, you know, no protection, tipped passes. I mean, yeah, he's trying to fit it in a tight window, but who wouldn't?
But so Jameis Winston, Mike Evans is second in receiving yards. Don't know exactly how many he has, almost to 1,000. Chris Godwin's number four.
But they still want to bash Jameis.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
Jameis is a better than goddamn good quarterback.
Just stop turning the ball over and he'd be
you know, really good. He's the highest. I don't even know how to word it, but he gets sacked the most out of any quarterback.
He has no help. His protection is horrendous. Yeah. Isn't even the word for it. It's horrible. Terrible. Well, you know what the problem with the Bucs is? The whole 2016 draft class that they had are all gone. Every single player after they released Vernon Hargraves is gone. That GM.
No, Ryan Smith is still there. He got benched.
Bro, we talked. It's funny because we talked about it last week and we said Derwin James and Dalvin Cook were on the board and they went and took OJ Howard, who now
I'm officially on the Vita Vea bandwagon. I will still be upset that it wasn't Derwin, but if you think about it, Vita Vea is balling out. They got the number one rush defense. People forget that a 3-6 team.
That pass defense is what though in the league? 32nd? I think it's dead last.
31st. No, 32nd. No, 31st, 32nd.
Christian Kirk had 3 touchdowns on him this week.
He's fucking rode.
Y'all got to go get some DB.
He rode the bench on
him. Who would you?
I don't even know any college DB.
Because they'll probably draft honestly, a DB in the first round.
Honestly, it's going to be crazy to say it. I wouldn't.
No? Who would you go for?
Honestly, it's best available. That's the thing. There's no one. Honestly, Shadeek Charles from LSU. I've been tweeting at the Bucks, sending the little eye emojis. Look at Shadeek Charles, but he won't be a first rounder. He's a sleeper. I think he should, but I would get him no matter what. Honestly, they love to trade down. I feel like this would be the year to do it because the secondary is young.
It's deep, too. The
Sean Murphy Bunting, we know his best friend.
Apparently.
Apparently. And he's young. He's showing, you know, he's showing signs that he's got potential. Dean, I don't know his first name. But he got a pick last week. The week before, he was getting cooked by Tyler Lockett. But, I mean, what you expect when you throw a rookie's first game against Tyler Lockett and Russell Wilson. And
but Tampa Bay, like I said last week, they're 4 or 5 plays from having an even record.
I think they've lost one game by double digits, and that was to the Saints.
Yeah, all their games are close. They could be so good. I love Bruce Arians. I feel like he's going to turn it around for them. It just didn't happen to me this year.
But we're still waiting. It's a Bucs life. We're siege the day.
Well, y'all released Vernon Hargraves this week. He just got picked up by the Texans today.
Yeah.
Dude, the Texans now got Garen Conley, and they got Vernon Hargraves over there.
Okay, it's Hargraves.
That's what I'm saying. But the Texans, what are they doing? They picked up these guys, these first-round draft picks, that they ended up doing nothing for the team that picked them up, and they think they're all of a sudden going to turn it around for the Texans.
Yeah.
I mean, they're taking a shot at it, a chance, but why?
I don't know, because they play in a weak division and they think they got a shot.
Yeah, and they got the Ravens.
But that's
this
the thing. They play
gonna,
if they can't win their division, what are they going to do against the Chargers?
Yeah.
And that's the thing. Like, these divisions are like, these teams are battling it out, like, with winning records. And you got, I mean, Houston, they're solid, but they're not, I feel like, I mean, we'll see. This
Deshaun Watson saving them because J.J. Watt's out. Without Deshaun Watson, they would be a trash team.
Yeah, right, for sure. Easily, they'd be trash. But also, going back to the Jameis thing, just because that's my guy, I won't tolerate any slander on Jameis' name. I won't do it because he's a great quarterback. I will repeat this until he is done wearing a Bucs uniform. Jameis Winston is a great quarterback.
Well, it's funny because they were talking about, ever since Jameis got drafted, it was Jameis and Mariota. And Mariota just got benched. Mm-hmm. Ryan Tannehill's over there balling out. They just beat the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah.
So shout out to the Titans.
Oh, I know.
Go ahead.
It was about the Jason Light, the Bucs GM. My boss, shout out to Brian. I'm not even a boss. He's a family friend. He's like my godfather. He's been saying Jason Light is horrible for like the past 2 years. And I didn't believe it because, I mean, we took Mike Evans, who's a beast. And then he's like, okay, but would you rather have, you know, Odell Beckham? Or because that was a stacked receiver class. I still would take Mike Evans. But yeah, it might be time for him to go.
Might be time. It's 100% time. What the hell? Yeah.
And he said that you missed on Jameis. I disagree. Jameis is great. I will say that forever.
Yeah, I agree, yeah.
But it might be time to let go of Jason Light. I don't even know who's in charge of that. Who fires the GM? The owner?
Owner, I guess, yeah.
They didn't let me on the team.
Bro, because you see what John... Dude, how'd y'all... That's one thing. How'd y'all not get John Lynch? John Lynch went over there to the 49ers, and this man put a roster together that they're now 8-1. Like, what the hell were y'all doing?
Hey, it's a Bucs life.
The
it's
Bucs
can't
even pick a GM, bro. I mean, at least y'all got the head coach down, but shit.
That's one I would never forget, not trading up for Dalvin Cook. I still love O.J. Howard. I just feel like, you know, it's just not his type of offense. Like, the ball's is you can't force feed him.
Yeah.
He's a tight end. It's just got to come to him. And he scored last week after his first game back after 2 weeks of his hamstring. He scored. And I just think that they should have went with Derwin, but Vita Vea worked out.
Well, the thing is, too, y'all play in a tough division because you have New Orleans every single year, who they're always going to be a top team as long as they have Drew Brees. Carolina
and that's
Panthers
coming down to an end finally, like probably 3 years.
And Carolina Panthers right now, they don't even have Cam with Kyle Allen. They just lost to Green Bay, but that was a great game. They lost by eight.
Yeah. They lost on by a yard.
Yeah, they're always going to be a tough team. And Atlanta usually is a lot better than
Atlanta. Who knows what's up with them? One year
they
want to go
New Orleans.
Yes, exactly. Who knows what you're going to get out of them?
Julio Jones, Mohamed Sanu's gone, but Julio Jones, Calvin Ridley, Devontae Freeman, Matt Ryan. I don't know how Atlanta does not
on
put
paper,
up 40 points a game and just dominate.
And that's the thing,
division.
Their defense is like on paper, but in real life, they suck.
They suck. Dan Quinn is gone. He's gone this year. There's no way he stays.
I mean,
2-7. There's no way he stays.
With that talent, with a once in a lifetime Julio Jones receiver.
That's what I'm saying. Well, how about this? Dan Quinn, I think he's gone coaching carousel now.
Okay, yeah. Back to
they just
coaching.
Said Adam Gase is going to sign, or he's going to coach again.
See, that's what we bring back. These GMs hate to be wrong.
Yeah.
They hate to be wrong. Look at Nick Foles coming back to be the quarterback
for
no reason
other than
they just don't want to look dumb. They want to look like, this is why we paid him, you know?
Yeah, put your ego to the side, man.
Yeah,
you know?
That's
like,
what I'm saying.
Adam
you got
to
let that go.
One of the worst hires ever.
That's what I'm saying, and it's just you got to – I don't even know what to do. The Jets, they're all over the place.
Yeah, they don't have a
their
direction.
Their GM, they hired Adam Gase, and if they let go of him after 1 year, it's going to look like, damn, we really messed that up. And then now it hurts Sam Darnold because he was just learning one offense his first year, his second year learning a new offense.
Exactly,
and if they let go of Gase, then it's a
third offense in 3 years.
And you got a great running back in Le'Veon Bell.
Which they don't even use, really.
I don't know what they're doing with him. Their O-line is trash. Their receivers are straight.
And we both thought the Jets were going to do something. So
honestly, you could.
On paper, they look
that's
young.
What I'm saying.
They look
you cannot
good.
Believe in what
in
you see
hype.
On paper.
Yeah, don't
you
listen
can't
to
do
hype.
It.
But Dan Quinn, Adam Gase, everybody's throwing his coach out there. Everybody says he should be fired. I'm going to disagree. Freddie Kitchens.
What do you think about him?
It's his first year coaching. They picked him for a reason. They want him to learn as well. John Dorsey?
Yeah.
Whatever. He picked Freddie Kitchens because he could tell Freddie Kitchens what the hell he wants him to do. And he's going to listen because it's his first year coaching. He's basically like his dominant in a way. Freddie Kitchens, I don't think he's the answer, but he's not going nowhere.
No.
Cleveland, you better get used to him because he's going to be there for at least another year. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And they're going to let him learn through this curve and see what happens with him.
For real, and that's the thing. When you got a young quarterback, you cannot miss on the coaching hiring.
Exactly, yeah.
Like Baker Mayfield, he was doing what Hugh Jackson?
Hugh
Jackson's scheme 1 year, and then the next year it's a whole new scheme.
How do you expect them to improve, get better? You know what I'm saying? You're putting them in a situation where they don't even have a shot yet. Josh Rosen, I feel terrible for him.
Yeah, he got screwed over. He got screwed over. That man is... Hey, we got to see a little bit of Rosen play when the Dolphins beat the Colts.
Yeah.
He came in
for
a little bit.
Dolphins
Rosen time,
two in a row,
baby.
Bro. Dolphins
yes.
2 in a row. Shout out to the Dolphins.
Yes. We'll get into what I think in the picks of the week coming up.
Yeah, but Dolphins 2 in a row. Brian Flores is not tanking. That team believes
in
him.
No, that's another... Speaking of keeping on track with the coaches, Brian Flores... He could be, you know, he's...
Dude, at least they have a direction.
Hey, that's
bro.
The thing. Them boys
they
are
have
trying
the draft
to,
picks. They're trying to win for
yes,
him.
Yes, management is trying to tank, and Brian Flores said... You don't know what he said? He said, nah.
Yeah, and it's funny.
Nah.
Dude, that division's been chasing New England for so damn long.
Yeah.
And Miami brought in a New England guy. Brian Flores, their defensive coordinator, brought him in and said, boom, it's your team. You do what you want with them. He's going nowhere. He's going to be there, and
honestly,
I think he's going to be very successful.
Honestly, you got to keep him just because in a few years, think about it, in 3 years, let's be real, the Patriots, they might not be what they are now.
As long as they have Bill Belichick, even without Brady, I think
you think
they will.
So?
Even
you
without
think
Brady.
Belichick is going to want to try and build
and
another Brady? Let's just say he is gone. Let's say, Brady's gone, but Belichick's
then
still there.
McDaniel steps up and they win another 10
Bro, I wouldn't
Super Bowl.
Even be upset about that.
That'd be wild.
But let's say, like, think about it. This is the draft where the Dolphins, the Bills, and the Jets got a hit because the Patriots have been owning that division for the last 10 years.
Yeah, but you know what's crazy? Oh, more than that, more than a decade, dude. Ever since it's been like 15. What's crazy is Bill Belichick's son. They were trying to figure out who's calling the defensive plays for New England, and they put the camera on him, and they think he's actually the one calling plays. Bill Belichick's son steps up to be the head coach, and they win for another century.
Oh, my
Forget
gosh.
A decade.
You can't even
it's
be
insane,
mad about that.
Man.
That would be...
What's his name? Steve, right? Or something like that?
Hell,
Steve
I don't
Belichick.
Even know.
I don't know.
I don't know.
That's it. Dude, he looks just like Bill Belichick. They have the same damn no
boys
facial
just
expression.
Just like this.
Made in a lab.
No smile.
Okay, can we bring one thing up?
What up?
Could ESPN please stop talking about Tom Brady going to play in California for who,
they
who
want
knows?
To, they be talking about
the Chargers
this
and the Raiders.
This is not the NBA.
Stop.
This is not
stop.
The NBA where Kawhi wants to go back to L.A. and play with his family.
Yeah.
LeBron wants to go back to Cleveland and play with his No, they're not doing that. Tom Brady, why would he want to wait? Throw away
everything that he's built to ruin his legacy?
I seen somebody. I wish I would have recorded it. Someone said, what about the Jets? Bro, what
I
the hell?
I gotta see that. I gotta
are these
see
people
that. Smoke and,
bro, oh, my
yeah.
gosh. You know they don't be drug testing at ESPN.
No. You know who else doesn't drug test? Complete side note. The damn Miami Heat. Dion Waiters.
Bro.
Did you hear about him?
Yes, that is a real teammate, too. He said he's not snitching on who gave him the gummies.
This guy ate edibles in California, coming back from a game, passed out on the plane to Miami, had a panic attack, or was it a heart attack? I don't even know.
A stroke? All the above.
Either way, he's suspended for 10 games, but damn, the whole NBA smoking?
Bro, yes. I'm pretty sure everybody's smoking weed.
NFL, we know, keeps the lead, but he snitched on everybody.
Yeah, so did Percy Harvin. Said he was high every game.
Yeah.
And then Josh Rosen's the only one that's getting, or
Josh Gordon.
Gordon's the
only
one
getting in trouble.
Called.
Dude, he's in Seattle now. You know he's smoking good kush.
Bro, he's got to.
Yeah. But, it's just wild. But, yeah, that whole division, man, they've been trying to catch up to New England this whole time.
So, that's what I'm saying. This is where you got to build a team. That's why I think the Bills are ahead of most of them just because that they are winning right now. Josh Allen seems promising.
Yeah.
They got a solid defense. They got a young running back in Singletary. Maybe just get, Allen some more weapons.
Yeah.
Who knows?
This is the first year that I'll say New England's actually chasing another team.
Who?
Baltimore.
Yeah.
I think Baltimore's the favorite to win the AFC right
now.
Now
they messed up because they unleashed that whole offense to beat the Patriots in week 7.
Yeah.
And guess what? Belichick has your whole damn game plan.
He was taking
now.
Notes. I saw he was doing. He didn't even make
After
adjustments.
Halftime, he was like, yeah, we'll let these guys win.
Yeah.
We'll let them win. I got film. You know, that man probably didn't even sleep for 3 weeks just watching film on Baltimore.
Yeah, but
they'll
Baltimore's
probably,
funny.
They'll meet again in the division round.
They will.
Or conference championship.
Hopefully conference championship. I want to see that game again. Run it back. Did you see the Heisman package they brought out? Three Heismans.
It
was one play, but it was just kind of cool.
It was for the looks. And then you got 30 different sports accounts tweeting, bro, this is legendary man.
But
who
Lamar
cares?
Jackson, what was legendary was that spin move he put on Cincinnati, long touchdown run.
Yeah,
I'm not going to
lie,
that was clean. That was clean. He's my MVP pick right now over Russell Wilson.
Yeah, he definitely jumped over him. It's not by far. Russell Wilson, it's still a long season. It's still a long
Russell
season.
Russell Wilson had a statement win, too, over the 49ers. Lamar Jackson, Russell Wilson right now, it's head-to-head.
Yeah, that last.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah, we'll see. But getting back into the NFL, damn.
Russell Wilson. I told y'all the Seahawks are going to beat the Niners. Coca didn't believe in me. I know a lot of you didn't believe in me.
Goddamn kickers.
He shanked that thing. I don't know what he's doing.
I mean, he made the other first three. He got them in overtime. So, kickers aren't that bad. But if they got rid of kicking for the whole game, it would be different. I just can't stand it. I can't
one
stand
is
kicking.
They really left the game in the hand of a guy that they found on the streets the week before starting kicker got hurt.
That's
You're
what I'm
ruining
saying.
The game. Take kicking
it really
out of the
is,
game. Because
you got these guys that's been grinding it out since training camp.
That's what I'm saying.
Since OTAs. And you get this guy who's been on the team
for
wearing
a
49ers jersey for maybe 7-8 days. And he comes in there and ruins the game. Yeah, it was cool. He made a 50-yarder or whatever it was to send him into overtime. But No, they were. When, I don't even remember.
It's kind of funny because like there's this whole for the brand thing that they do. I don't even know who does that. Stop.
They need to
take it out.
This is what they need to do. They need to average out every punt, right? Calculate the average punt distance.
And just start the ball.
And, you know, when it's fourth down, the team, I don't know, does a hand signal, something to the ref, be like, hey, we're punting. Throw a blue flag. I don't know. Yeah. Let the ref know, hey, we're punting. The average, let's say it's 50 yards is the average. You march it 50 yards up the field. That's how you get rid of punting.
See, punting I actually like. Punting, I could see the point behind punting. It's just kicking, dog. I hate.
They already want to move the field goal and move the opening kickoff up, you know, 10 more
yards. Safety start from in the game, yeah.
Get rid of it. Get rid of it. Field goal kicking, get rid of it. Every touchdown, 6 points. Every game will be either, unless you get a safety.
Yeah.
It'll be 6, 12, 18, 24, you know. Yeah.
But all right, so Seattle did have their statement win. They beat 49ers. It was Monday Night Football, the whole world.
Yeah, them boys are for real.
That was a Super Bowl caliber game.
Yeah, they were. They could meet up again. See, that's why, like, we're getting into, like, the best part of the season. Now we know who's, you know, contenders, and we know who's pretenders.
And they're starting to move around some games. Like, Green Bay is going to play, I think it's the 49ers now. They're moving around some
games.
Yeah,
that's
going to
be a great game. I'm excited for that.
I am too. But Seahawks, do you think they could do it again in the playoffs? Do you think they could actually beat a team like the Niners?
I think they can. I think it's going to be a great game. I'm not going to count them out. I'm not going to count out the 49ers either. Yeah. I don't think it's going to be a blowout. I think it's going to be, you know, a 3-point game.
That's the first time in DK Metcalf's life he ever got manhandled, when they stripped the ball from him at the goal line. That was nuts. That was a great defensive game.
That really was.
That was one of the most entertaining games I've watched in years. Mm-hmm. But you know what was terrible about the game? The one thing that I did not like,
other than the field goals kicking,
Booger McFarlane. What the hell? Get him off of TV.
Yeah.
But so Booger McFarlane, dude, this guy the whole game, he's talking about, oh, Jadeveon Clowney. I know his stat sheets don't say it, but he's having a hell of a game. Let alone his stat sheet says he has like 8 quarterback hurries. He had a touchdown. He had a fumble recovery. Yeah. Like, he was balling out on paper. He actually really got NFC Defensive Player of the Week. I don't know what stats you're looking at, but who the hell let him call the game? And then when the kicker missed the overtime field goal, he was like, oh, the moment was too big for him. Okay, 2 minutes ago, he just hit the field goal to put them into overtime.
The boys just be saying
like,
whatever.
They say,
don't get me wrong, Joe Tessitore, I love him. But, I mean, what can you expect from him? He's a boxer announcer. That man announces boxers. That man, I was like, is this the dude from Fight Night? Is this the dude from the ESPN boxing game?
I hope John Gruden gets fired so he comes back on TV.
He's looking like a genius now, John Gruden, speaking of that coaching carousel.
He is. I'm not going to lie. Dude, 5-4, I think they could actually beat the Chiefs in the division. They just lost to Tennessee. Get these guys off of TV. Can we get somebody that knows what they're talking about when it comes to football? Somebody that's actually played football before?
They need to have us in there. Honestly, I'll give it.
Can we start a vote? Put us in the booth?
Not only that, but
Twitter poll.
Let's say we win a contest and we get to announce a game. You know we're done right after the first team punts. Because one of us, damn, that shit was sorry. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Yanked.
Yeah, I'm telling you. But, dude, yeah, that Seattle game was amazing. I think it's going to be a great Super Bowl run for somebody out the NFC.
Yeah.
Baltimore, I like New England. I like Houston a little bit. I don't think Houston will actually do it. There's a lot of good teams. It's a very competitive season.
There's some good games coming up this week, too.
Who's playing this week?
We got a good Thursday night matchup.
You want to do the pick'ems?
Let's jump into the pick'ems.
All right, Thursday night, who's playing?
We got the Steelers in Cleveland. Now, you go by the record, it don't look like a good game, but Cleveland on paper.
Pittsburgh, do you want to do the gambling part of it too?
Yeah, because actually Pittsburgh is who I would take.
I'll take Pittsburgh too. They're plus 2.5.
Yeah, I love that.
Okay.
I think that they win by a 9.
Are they playing? Do you know where they're playing?
They're playing in Cleveland.
All right, Minkah Fitzpatrick, defensive player of the year so far, by the way.
You think so?
I think so. Yeah.
How the hell he just jump over Bosa and
Rookie of the year, Bosa.
Yeah.
But I think Minka's defensive player of the year.
He's definitely making a good name for himself. But the season.
So you got Pittsburgh?
Yeah. Okay. The season is still young. I'm taking Pittsburgh.
I got Pittsburgh. Jags, Colts, who you got?
Oh, you said Jags, Colts?
Yeah.
I got a bold prediction that it's going to be, let's say, 13-6 going into half. Colts are up. And, 13-6, Colts are up at half. And Nick Foles is not getting the job done. They come to their senses. And they put in Gardner Minshew. Minshew magic. Just think about all the dumbass memes.
Yep.
Think about all the stupid memes that ESPN can get out of this. Minshew's going to come in the second half It don't matter.
Minshew's, I would love to see that.
The way the game's gonna end is Minshew coming through in the clutch and winning.
I'd love to see that, and I'm gonna love it. I'm growing a mustache out for Minshew next week.
I can't grow a mustache.
Work.
I can't grow a mustache.
I hate St. Pete. Jets Redskins. Jets are actually plus one. They think the Jets are gonna lose by one to the Redskins. I'm taking the Jets.
I pick the Jets too.
I'm taking the Jets.
I think they are too.
I'll put my money on that one.
I still don't think Le'Veon Bell is gonna do much, just because that front seven is very underrated in Washington. But I feel like Sam Darnold will stop seeing ghost and air it out.
And then Saints Bucks. I'm sorry, I'm gonna go Saints.
I will never bet against my Bucks.
You're taking the Bucks.
Damn right.
Broncos Vikings. I got the Vikings.
Me too. Dalvin Cook's about to run wild.
Dolphins Bills. It's Dolphins plus six.
Another hot take. Are you ready?
I got the Dolphins.
Are you ready for a hot take? I'm not only taking the Dolphins, but the Miami Dolphins will be the first team to win their last nine games after losing their first seven.
Bring up the schedule.
I
want to
see the schedule. Because think about it. I think they play the Patriots towards the end of the year.
They always have one over the Patriots.
Not only that, but I think it's the last game of the season. The
Patriots will bench the starters.
Exactly. They'll get that first round bye. Tom Brady's not playing. So they're going to have to stop Rex Burkhead.
If you call this, I'll get your job on ESPN.
I will go back to the Hard Rock. And
you guys heard it here first.
Hey, the Dolphins, they're going to go nine straight.
Okay.
And win out.
I like it. Not really.
Not
but
Fitz Magic. Rosen time, baby. And everybody's sleeping on Rosen. Rosen will be the second best quarterback from that draft.
Dolphins win. Dolphins win nine in a row. I'll quit my job. We'll do this full time.
Damn right. I will. I don't even know what I'll do. Man. But it's very, very likely.
All right, so Cowboys, Lions. I knew you're
Cowboys.
Cowboys guy. Cowboys, me too. Falcons, Panthers. I'm taking the Panthers. They bounce back.
Who did I say? I said the Falcons, but honestly, I really don't know, because I feel like it's going to be a high-scoring game, because both defenses are average. Well, Atlanta's is trash. So it's going to be McCaffrey time. And, I mean, Matt Ryan, I feel like he's going to air it out. It should be high-scoring, but I don't even know. But I'm going to go with the Falcons just because I'm different.
I got the Ravens over the Texans.
Agree.
Niners over the Cardinals.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm going to backtrack on that. Ooh. Cardinals lost by three last time. You know what? I'm going to take the Cardinals this week. The 49ers, they just lost Emmanuel Sanders. George Kittle's not playing this week. I think the 49ers.
Emmanuel Sanders is still questionable.
Even if he plays, dude, Pettis and all them, they were dropping easy passes. I think Arizona steps up. Arizona wins this game. Kyler Murray, I'm a believer. I was a doubter in the preseason. I was a doubter all through the draft process. I thought he was going to be a little man running around at quarterback.
No,
that
I'm
man
always,
is putting up numbers,
I will,
dog.
I stand up for the short guys.
That man's putting
even though
up
he's
numbers.
5'10", that is not short. 5'6" is short.
Right,
I'm short. Kyler Murray is not short. Kyler
Get a
Murray,
defense around him,
they're
going to
be all right. What are you, 6 foot?
Me? I'm 6 foot.
Okay, Kyler Murray's like a little bit shorter than
me. Yeah, but I'm going to take them over the Niners. Patriots-Eagles, 3.5. Patriots.
I'm taking the Patriots.
I'll take the Patriots as well. Bengals-Raiders, I'm taking the Raiders, of course.
Yes. Hey,
Bengals don't win a game this year, by the way.
Start Josh Jacobs in fantasy because he is about to snap.
Him.
Two touchdowns, 120 yards against that
Bears,
sorry defense.
Bears-Rams.
It's Trubisky time.
I was going to take the Bears.
He's about to prove everybody wrong, make me look like a genius. I feel like they're going to start to run the ball with Montgomery. I think Trubisky gets it together. I think, you know, it's a little over 200 yards, two touchdowns, maybe a pick.
Now, my upset of the week, all right, and we'll talk about the
I've
locks in
two.
A second.
I've got two.
You got two. My number one upset of the week.
Hold on. Is it? Okay, who?
I'm going to take the Chargers over the Chiefs this week. Chargers
like
over
that.
The Chiefs, dude.
I like that. That's the thing. I feel like this is a week for upsets.
It is. And last
week,
there was five upsets. Those people that put money on all the upset teams to lose or to win last week, they
made
bet $100 and won $20,000,
$30,000,
$40,000. It's insane. I'm taking the Chargers over the Chiefs, though. Who's your other upset? You said you had two?
The Bears.
The Bears?
Bears getting it done against the Rams.
I agree. I could see that happening for sure. That's going to be a great game.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, Rams almost, I mean, they did lose to Pittsburgh 12-17.
Yeah.
Jared Goff, man, he's not getting
Trubisky
it done.
Is about to prove all the haters wrong because they got them boys Stephen A. Smith in there just bashing Trubisky. Bro, I just can't tolerate it.
All right, who's your lock, though? You have to put your money down somewhere. Who's your lock?
Pittsburgh. That's my
Pittsburgh
lock.
Over the Cleveland?
That's my lock. I'm taking Pittsburgh as my lock.
I'm taking Dallas over the Lions for my lock.
That would be it.
Yeah, Dallas
that.
Over the Lions.
I love that. I love that. My upset, yeah, we just went over that. Dolphins and Bears. But yeah, the spread, honestly, I love the Steelers plus 2.5. I love that. And I love the Bears spread. I don't even know what it is, but I know they're not the favorite. I think it's 10.
10?
I think
No. Bears is plus 6.5.
I love it.
Yeah.
I'll take it because they still got a solid defense. Khalil Mack, he's going to get off against they got a questionable O-line. Khalil Mack will get off.
Yeah. All right. Well, biggest gamble of the week, in my opinion, all 32 NFL teams this Saturday, and Coca did not want to talk about this, but I have to bring it up because I think the people want to hear about it. All 32 NFL teams are having a tryout for Colin Kaepernick in Atlanta, and I think it's a publicity stunt. I know
that's
why they're doing it.
Saying.
I want to see what the people are saying.
Honestly.
They're giving him a shot because they think that if they give him a tryout and the team doesn't pick him up, then they gave him that shot, and it has nothing to do with what's going on with the flag or anything like that.
No, that's facts.
And that's literally what it is. And there's a lot of NFL players going out there, Eric Reed and all these guys, saying that's exactly what it is. The NFL teams or NFL is refusing to release what teams are going to be there now, and there's all this other stuff going on behind
it. It's way too – it's a lot going on behind closed doors.
All these NFL teams in 3 years, not one of them has reached out to Kaepernick to try and sign him.
Yeah.
Because he's not good enough. Now, all of a sudden, when the NFL says it's okay – I think already 11 teams have said that they were going to be at the tryout. So out of nowhere, he's good enough to play football for your team. Out of nowhere. You could have gave him a tryout at any point in the last 3 years and refused to, did not do it because he wasn't good enough. Come on now. Let's be real.
Now, I could see how it could be a publicity stunt. Not publicity stunt, but just to, like, you know, just show that these NFL teams are like, oh, yeah, hey, no, we're behind it. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think... Honestly, if he gets signed off of it,
I don't think he does. I think it's all BS. To be honest, he might even be. I don't know. He might be in on it. They might say, "Hey, we'll pay you off. You do this trial, whatever." But I don't think he does get signed. If he did get signed, there's a couple teams that could use him.
Yeah, but yeah, that's the thing. Like, okay, now he's also got to compete with a job with Cam.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I just think it's the NFL. Basically, the NFL's admitting that they're full of it this whole time, and that he was always good enough to play for you guys.
Yeah, NFL is a scam.
It is.
I'm going to still watch every game just because I don't even know why I do it.
Yeah, but the pick'ems that we just did, last week, Coca actually lost the pick'ems challenge.
Huh.
He had Dallas beating Minnesota, and he also had, it was the Monday night, he had 49ers over Seattle.
Because of damn kickers.
We need to know what you guys want Coca to do for the Losers Challenge, and we're going to have more Losers Challenges out there. So we have to actually have two. We have to film last week's and this week's. We need you guys to go vote on what you guys want Nicholas Coca to do as Losers Challenge.
Don't put my government name out there.
Not going to be nothing crazy. Not going to be nothing wild. Something all fun and games, whatever you guys vote on. We want to see what the people have to say.
Slide in the DMs of the Sports Manor podcast. We've been following people like crazy, so you've definitely seen us. You've seen our account.
Yeah.
Follow back. Help us out. Show some love. And DM us what you would want me to do.
Yeah, but keep watching the videos. Keep critiquing us. Keep letting us know what you guys would change, what you guys want to be better. Besides the dog, we're getting rid of the dog. We're doing that. It's coming.
Thank God.
It's coming in one of the next couple episodes.
I've been saying get rid of the dog since we were living in Iowa, man.
Yeah, but we're doing that. That's going to happen. It's going to take place. Actually, do you want to tell the people? Should I tell the people? I got a big surprise.
Let them know. I don't even know what it is.
Go subscribe to our videos. I actually have a plug. I'm handing out 8 tickets to the New Orleans Saints Tampa Bay Buccaneers game down in Tampa Bay. So a couple of you guys are going to win 8 tickets to the game. Go subscribe if you want a chance to win those tickets. I don't even know. Is it a weekend game, Thursday night, Monday
night?
I haven't even checked.
It's this Sunday.
It's a Sunday?
Yeah, you got 4 days to give these tickets out.
So I got 4 days. You guys go subscribe. Let's see who's going to win the tickets if you can make the drive down to Tampa.
One person's about to subscribe and win 8 tickets.
And you're going
to
be that lucky person.
I'm about
to
make a burner account and subscribe.
Yeah, we're going to post a picture of the winner on our social media account. Shout out the winner. We're going to tag them, do the whole shebang. Hope you guys have a great time at the game. Coke, anything else you want to tell the people?
Hey, just thank you for your support. And we appreciate all the constructive criticism. And we always love to take into account what our viewers think. And this is our second podcast of many. I don't give a damn if we wind up having no viewers. I'm still going to do it every Wednesday because it's just fun. And when you have a long day at work, you just come talk sports with your boy Kevin.
Good night.
Good night.